translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This universe with all its planets is most unfortunate, and even more unfortunate are the members of Yadu dynasty, because they could not identify Lord Hari as the personality of Godhead any more than the fish could identify the moon. Uddhava lamented for the unfortunate persons of the world who could not recognize Lord Sri Krishna in spite of seeing all His transcendental godly qualities. From the very beginning of His appearance within the prison bars of King Kamsa up to His Maushala Leela, although He exhibited potencies as the personality of Godhead in the six opulences of wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation, the foolish persons of the world could not understand that He was the Supreme Lord. Foolish persons might have thought Him an extraordinary heroic figure, historic figure, because they had no intimate touch with the Lord. But more unfortunate were the family members of the Lord, the members of the Yadu dynasty, who were always in company with the Lord, but were unable to recognize Him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uddhava lamented His own fortune also because, although He knew Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He could not properly use opportunity to render devotional service to Him, to the Lord. He regretted everyone's misfortune. Including His own. The pure devotee of the Lord thinks Him more unfortunate. That is due to excessive love of the Lord and is one of the transcendental perception of viraha, the suffering in separation. It is learned from the revealed scriptures that the moon was born from the milk ocean. There is a milk ocean in upper planets, and there Lord Vishnu, who controls the heart of every living being as Paramatma, the Super Soul, resides as the Kshirudakshaya Vishnu. Those who do not believe in the existence of the ocean of milk because they have experienced only the salty water in the ocean should know that the world is also called Go, which means the cows. The urine of a cow is salty, and according to Ayurvedic medicine, the cow's urine is very effective in treating patients suffering from the liver trouble. Such patients may not have the experience of cow's milk because milk is never given to liver patients. But the liver patients may know that the cow has milk also, although he has never tasted it. Similarly, men who have experienced only of this tiny planet where saltwater ocean exists may take the information from the revealed scriptures that there is also an ocean of milk. Although we never have seen it, from this ocean of milk the moon was born. But the fish in the milk ocean could not recognize that moon was not another fish and was different from them. The fish took the moon to be one of them, or maybe something illuminating, but nothing more. The unfortunate persons who do not recognize the Lord Krishna are like such fish. They make Him to be one of them. Although a little extraordinary in opulence, strength, etc. Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 11th verse, confirms that such foolish persons to be the most unfortunate. Avajananti mamu mudha manushim tanumasritam. The Yadavas were only partially cognizant of the Lord, but they are also glorious because they had the opportunity to associate with the Lord. Sorry, I'm going other way. So, avajananti mamamudha manushim tanumasritam param bhavam ajananta mamabhuta vaheshwaram. That is the end part of it. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshul milidanyena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavauscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sitoye Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namahum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Durbhagobat lokoyam yadavo nitaramapi ye savasanto na vidur harir mina ivodupam. This universe with all its planets is most unfortunate. And even more unfortunate are the members of Yadu dynasty because they could not identify Lord Hari as the personality of Godhead any more than the fish could identify the moon. This is a very nice comparison of the fish in the ocean of milk can take for granted moon or its reflection as identical or maybe much more shiny. So it's part of the milk ocean. They won't make any difference that it may be one of the creatures like them. Not knowing that moon is far, far situated in this material world. And it reflects the sunshine. But it is so bright, even in the night it becomes very much important to give a reflected light which is very soothing. Sunlight is not soothing, but moonlight is soothing because it's the nature of reflection. And it is, the moonshine is generally mild and cool in that nature. So, Soma Paputa Papa in Bhagavad Gita, the plants are considered, especially the medicinal plants, they derive Soma Pa, means they drink this moonshine and they grow for the benefit of mankind. Krishna made this arrangement in such a way. So whatever is burning can be applied as soothing through this counteracting, you know, herbs that way. And similarly, meditation also makes it very smooth and getting rid of all the sinful activities. Puta papa. Puta means cleansing. the material afflictions created by the sinful activities. Right. So, moon has function. You must have heard the name of Udupi, the township where Lord Shri Krishna, Udupi Krishna, is very celebrated deity. The word Udupi came from, Udup means moon. That area is particularly connected with moon. In the Vedas, the description of Prajapati Daksha, because moon was very proud, Daksha's 10 daughters were married to the moon. And somehow or another, he became displeased with the moon and reduced the moonshine. So the creatures were suffering, everyone was suffering. So the moon went to Lord Shiva and pleased him. And Lord Shiva restored the moonshine back. So therefore, moon is called Udup. And that place is famous as Udupi. So in Udupi, before you go to Lord Krishna's darshan, you have to go to this Lord Shiva's temple, which has been very famous then. Right? So anyway, Udup means moon. The importance of recognizing Lord Shri Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead is very important. Of the greatest importance is to recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, as He is. Prabhupada was talking to Professor Thomas Hopkins, Stilton Judah, even Larry Sheen was there, and many others in 74 in Los Angeles evening darshan. And he was talking about knowing Lord Shri Krishna. He was talking about then these are all professors of theology. The subject of theology means one should know who God is, not what God is. But because they were not of any conclusive idea who God is, Prabhupada tried to explain him. See, Lord Jesus says, I'm Son of God. Muhammad said, I'm servant of God. And we say, Krishna is God. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why don't you accept? We came with specific not only symptoms, but the functions of God with all these jivas. These are His part and parcels. So there will be complete understanding about God. But those who are under bodily conception of life, they will easily miss this point, which is very simple and very straightforward, and Prabhupada was putting through. And Prabhupada's direct challenge, so why don't you accept Him? First of all, you do not know. Jesus never said He is God, but you made Him God. Muhammad never said that He is God, but He is servant of God or messenger of God. But here is Krishna. Not only He claims it, but He gives us opportunity to realize by all different energies that are acting on his behalf. That personality who has no cause, but he becomes the cause of all causes. Nacha tasya karanam karanam cha vidyate. Nacha tasamasam abhi adhikachya drashyate. Parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. This is said in Svetasatra Upanishad. I said, for him there is no cause, but he is the cause of every causes. And therefore nobody is greater or equal to him. Samasam means equal, asbi adhika means greater than him. So, Prabhupada's direct challenge, why don't you accept him? But because there is a stumbling block in understanding him, that his transcendental energies, through which we tell that Krishna acts, but Krishna doesn't have to act because there is no cause for him. He's the all causes for all the causes. But because his energies are completely in tune with the absolute nature of the Lord, the Parashya Shakti, the Supreme Lord's energy, vividhiya sruyate, they are so variegated that svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha, they know the svabhav or the desire of the Lord. And therefore they act automatically without even indulgence of Lord Krishna's desire. They work automatically. Was it not Durvasa Muni became perplexed when Sudarshan Chakra came and killed the demon he created to annihilate Ambarish Maharaj? He could not understand why all of a sudden Sudarshan Chakra comes and interferes in his activities of punishing Ambarish Maharaj. Rather, Sudarshan Chakra killing that demon he created, he ran after him. And Durvasa didn't have any other alternative but to rescue his life. He went to Shiva and Shiva chastised him because Durvasa is a son of Lord Shiva. And he's so foolish, not knowing the transcendental activities, the energies of the Lord are working. So we have to concentrate on the transcendental activities which are there. That is only understood through the devotional service. Not other way around. Not through the books. Unless and until we perform pure devotional service, how is it possible to cultivate 26 qualities of a devotee? So, the process is divine. We may not have any qualification, but whoever enters into this process, because the process is perfect, we may become perfect. Prabhupada said that, I may be imperfect, but the process I follow is perfect. Devotional service is not a process. Devotional service is the life of a devotee, and that life is in close association with Lord Shri Krishna, who is the object of our worship. Great thinkers cannot think about it because they are not engaged in devotional service. So those who are bereft of knowledge of devotional service, they cannot make any tangible progress and reaching the higher status of life. Parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate. They are so variegated the transcendental potencies, that they manifest and act according to the Lord's desire, because they know the potency, know the desire of the Lord. You can't isolate the potent and potency. Thus Radharani has to be taught how to perform devotional service? No. She was on the highest stage of spontaneity. Spontaneous service comes only through knowing Lord's desire. Otherwise, not. Or we have to learn through Guru. If we become intimate in executing the devotional service as given by Guru, then we may be united in the resolve, united in the spiritual way, and moreover, there is always a pleasing relationship established through such service, knowing the desire of the Guru. So this is directly reflected. Devotional service has to be performed through the tutelage of a bona fide spiritual master. The relationship will be cultivated with Lord Sri Krishna as we cultivate our relationship in fidelity with the Guru's desire. So, only they have bhakti amam abhijanati javanas chasmi tattvata tatoma tattvato gyatva vishate dadantaram. Only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. Standing before you in two-handed form. Not only that, you will be knowing me in truth, you will be able to see me also in truth, and you will be able to enter into my intricate leelas also in truth. So this is the perfection of the jiva who is loitering in 8.4 million species of life, including the best chance given to him in human form of life, but it becomes completely a spoilage. Here, Uddhava is claiming that even the Yadu dynasty, his own expansion, you remember Krishna married to 16,108 wives in Dwarka, and which each he had 10 sons, and all this made them Yadu clan. But they were kept under ignorance. Even though they are as powerful as Lord Krishna. They became very puffed up. They could insult even sadhus. And they were cursed ultimately to be smashed by the Mushal Leela. It is Krishna's plan. They don't understand. So Uddhava is lamenting that how unfortunate it is that Krishna's own descendants could not understand him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very unfortunate situation. Uddhava knew, but he is lamenting for lack of his devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. He did render. Otherwise, how could he be so liberated and how could he be so intimate to Lord Krishna? Krishna left instructions with him that how Vidur become instrument and approach Maitreya Muni for knowing the intricate activities of creation of this material world. That is so much bewildering. And it is such a technical subject in the third canto that we get bored. Ordinarily, it is difficult to understand. So failing to understand the divine potencies, then this divinity has to come then and then it is possible. Janma karma cha me divyam evam vetti yo tattvata. What does it mean by evam vetti? Evam means thus, vetti means no. Do you think divya means divine potency can be known through undivine medium or undivine thinking or undivine so-called service? Evam vetti means try to see through the eyes of divinity, means cultivate the eyes of divinity. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti swaja. So it's also said here that avajananti mama mudha manushim tanum asritam param bhavam ajananta mama bhuta maheshwaram. They do not know my divine nature. That I am the Supreme Personality of all that exist. Actually, they know other way around, which is not even legible or not even reasonable. Avajananti means the way I am describing, Krishna says, they take somewhere, other way. Because they have no experience of divinity, they think I am one of them. Standing before you, even though he stands before us. So most impersonalists, Mayavadis, and those who have written translations of Bhagavad Gita, the impersonalism, they do not want to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Gandhi wrote in his Bhagavad Gita that I doubt whether 5,000 years back Krishna was moving around us like one of us. He doubts the personality. Means he is an impersonal. If we are person, then it is our obligation to understand personality. Why do we associate with the senior devotees in anticipation of what? That we may be encouraged to understand the spiritual understanding better. Spiritual understanding. Spiritual means divine. If it is spiritual understanding, then we gain something, because that is the only way to go close to Krishna and understand him. Spiritual understanding about the personality of Godhead was not available even to four Kumaras. Even they went to Vaikuntha. But they were examining different parts of the bodies of Mahavishnu. But they were completely blinded by the effulgence of the Lord. Even knowledge is said to be very brilliant and shining. Knowledge itself. They heard the brilliance of the Lord through Brahma, their father, but they could not estimate the brilliance coming out from the body of Lord Vishnu. So, even those who are impersonalists, they have limitations. So, when we see why Krishna withdrew such expansions of the family before he leaves, they did not know even what they are doing, because they were completely lost in equilibrium in understanding the desire of the Lord. They were made completely forgotten under the effect of so-called liquor. They drank a lot. Who is the cause behind it? Krishna knew that if I go and then the Yadu dynasty will disappear, now they will create a lot of havoc, because they had the physical power as good as him. And there are hundreds and thousands of them. So therefore he decided that he should withdraw them first. So he created this Moshal Leela. So in this way we see to understand that there exists an ocean of milk. Ocean of milk is there, Kshirodak ocean, where Kshirodak Shai Vishnu or Aniruddha or Paramatma, who expands and situates in each and every atom and between the atom, and antarastha paramanu chayantarastham. Is Kshirodak Shai Vishnu. And he lies in Kshirodak ocean, the ocean filled up milk. And one should get the description of the ocean of milk, which is inaccessible even to the demigods like Lord Brahma or Shiva or hordes of other controlling the material universe. It's inaccessible. That is according to Srimad Bhagavatam, but other Puranas also depict something that even the demigods can approach there. In South India, we see that they worship Kshirodak Shai or Garbhodak Shai. They do not know Mahavishnu, the third one, Vishnu, Trini, Rupani. There are three forms of Lord Vishnu. But the Kshirodak Shai Vishnu, his predominance in the earthly planets is important, because he is directly accessible even to the yogis. They meditate on Kshirodak Shai Vishnu. But the Kshirodak ocean is situated around the Lokaloka mountain, or Sumeru. On the top, Lord Brahma is there. And at the bottom of that mountain is Nandakanan, is there. And all the demigods with their wives, they come and enjoy, make picnic in the Nandakanan. And this description is also coming in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Kardamuni took his wife Devahuti to the yatra of entire universe, this Nandakanan came, but Devahuti did not have that desire. But nonetheless, we see this consistency in the Shastra about the existence that is far on the beginning of our universes. Brahma and demigods were produced, and their area is surrounded by Kshirodak ocean. Those who are having only, Prabhupada gives the comparison of salty water ocean, and how do they know about it? So it is just like that disease condition, that a person afflicted in the liver disease, he is supposed to be given only cow urine, which is salty, you know, and they are not given the milk part of it, because the milk is also generated in the cow, and the urine is also generated. But what is affecting is the cow urine for such disease, and they don't have any information about the milk. So similarly, the ignorance of the fish in the same realm of milk ocean, when they see the reflection of the moon, they think it is one of the fish. So such ignorance is prevailing throughout the material existence. You cannot remove that ignorance unless and until you have direct accessibility to perform devotional service under the tutelage of your spiritual master. So this explanation is given by Srila Prabhupada, and he says that everyone suffers in the material world because of not associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of eradication of all the miseries of ignorance. So, the same way fish are ignorant, people in material world are also ignorant. They do not know the spirituality and that can be lived in human form of life when they come under the tutelage of spiritual master. You know, they are bereft. They are very unlucky. So that is the sentiment Uddhav is telling, and then the whole world is miserable because of lack of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. You may know a lot of influence through impersonal descriptions, but they don't have any knowledge of the personality aspect which you can interact with. Our interaction is through devotional service, and that is the way to go about. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that we must come out from the ignorance or bewildered. Ignorance bewilders everybody. Nobody becomes perfectly knowledgeable in this material world, because in emergency they do not know what to do and what not to do. They get baffled. Material critical emergencies. Kim karma, kim karmeti, kavyapyatra mohita. Krishna is very intricate, and people do not know in the time of emergency what to do and what not to do. Even those who are learned people, they go through this dilemma. So what to speak of ordinary people? So in this way, Uddhavji is showing sorrowfulness, but Srila Prabhupada says this is the character of a devotee who feels sorrow for others. Paradukhe dukhi. Paradukhe dukhi. He shows the ignorance of the people and he wants to also criticize his own ignorance. Just to be compassionate with somebody, you said, yeah, I also suffered. You are suffering, I'm also suffering. But when Uddhav says, and we know his character, and he knows the intimacy of Lord Shri Krishna and his relationship, and the taste of love of Godhead he had, even though that was not quenching. That is also said to be not enough. He hankers for more. That is the deep situation that is claimed by Srila Prabhupada, that Uddhava was feeling deep separation, which is also the cause of highest ecstasy. Then he may denounce himself that he has no devotional service, but still, you know, he is in deep lamentation of separation to increase his ecstasy. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yeah.
So I'm just wondering that the residents of Vrindavan also weren't aware that Krishna, of his sort of position. And it's interesting how in the 10th canto, like, Krishna actually sends Uddhava to Vrindavan, and then he recognizes that that even the residents of Vrindavan couldn't appreciate Krishna to be God. So then, like, what's the difference between the residents of Vrindavan and the members of the Yadu dynasty?
Ecstasy in Vrindavan is of the highest category. But on all these categories, the love of gopis and separation in the ecstasy they received, nobody can compare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us that mandate, that Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadur Vargarishakam. We have to understand how the separation increases the ecstasy. Even Krishna cannot compensate through his reciprocation. So who is the victory? Who is victorious over the competition of love? Is Krishna or the gopis? He accepted defeat. Napareyaham. So, what is the compensation to the gopis? Yeah. Let your own love becomes your glorification. That methodology we have to accept. Gopis were not at loss. Krishna was at loss. They created such a climax in madness of separation that they wouldn't listen to anybody. Krishna sent Uddhava. Krishna sent Narad Muni people. Krishna sent even Balaram just to pacify. And they all became failure. So Uddhava was educated by gopis. Any other question?
Thank you for the nice class, Maharaj. I would like to ask, why is it that Krishna took back the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan to the spiritual world in their same body, while the Yadavas had to kill each other and in this way leave their bodies. He didn't take them back like the residents of Vrindavan.
Gopis did not trust Krishna. Once he has gone, even if he comes, comes back, they wouldn't trust him because he will have to go. So what is the use of pacifying the gopis? They achieved the highest ecstasy that they captured Krishna within the core of their hearts and thoughts that he cannot escape. We have another way to capture him. And this is more ecstatic than having physical capturing of Lord Krishna. They were happy. Oh, you came. Okay, thank you. But we know you are going to go away. We don't have faith on you. But we have faith in your love. And Krishna was so obliged. And then he set up the Vipralamba Avastha so highest that one has to be constantly within his own self interact with Krishna. Krishna is Paramatma. He is situated in their heart. As long as they live, Paramatma is not going to go away. You follow? So it is expansion of Lord Sri Krishna, and Krishna gave them the bonus over his reciprocation that will he will be ever indebted. And gopis made their hearts, the inner core of their hearts, like only Vrindavan, where eternal pastimes of Lord Krishna will be going on. So gopis were not bereft of Krishna consciousness or interaction with Lord Sri Krishna's desire. They captured. So therefore he cannot move a step outside Vrindavan. You follow? So this is the very intricate thing. Once you capture Lord Krishna, you will not allow him to go. But that can be done through thinking, feeling and willing in complete spiritual way and capture in our heart. It will be ever increasing the ecstasies. More as bonus than one would have an interaction face to face. It's limited. So therefore gopis were completely saturated, oversaturated with the love of Godhead. That even Krishna becomes limited in that sense. How many gopis were there? Krishna has to expand with each and every one. But how many times he can expand? Everyone had intimate relationship within their own heart, mind, and even the body. But Krishna never left. That situation can only come through the ecstasy of separation. So, separation is very essential to be felt and to be remaining dependent upon that separation to cultivate the the core of the heart as that cannot make Krishna escape. So such an intensified devotional service all week in 24-hour meditation. They were not sitting down to meditate, but their entire activity was a meditation on Lord Shri Krishna. And therefore Arjuna is asking, that he knows. Meditation doesn't mean to sit down at one place and pay attention on the top of your nose and say Om. No. Sthita prajnasya kya bhasha, samadhisthasya keshava, sthita dim kim prabhasheta kim asita vrajeta kim. Asit means sitting down and vrajet means moving around. Gopis were moving with all the activities that they performed when Krishna was. So they are not doing something, more or less. They had the experience of their service to Lord Shri Krishna when it is said that when Krishna was under 5 years of age, the gopis bathed him. The gopis were taking care of baby Krishna. Or up to the 5 years of age. They were decorating him, they were bathing him, they were, treating his body. But they were having perfect ecstasy in this kind of relationship. And Kumaravastha, he reciprocated, but at the same time, his interaction with the in-depth services, devotional services of Radharani was more exhibited. And gopis were not envious of her. It was so natural. So the idea is that even while Krishna was away, they never felt separation. Or in separation, one becomes so mad and become active or inactive. It doesn't matter. Because they are always engaged internally in serving Lord Shri Krishna. The climax of madness is very, very enjoyable, more enjoyable than in presence of Krishna. Okay?
So, because they were more qualified, that's why Krishna took them back in their same body, while the Yadavas were not so qualified, that's why they had to fight, and that's how they left this world.
The qualification is already crossed. The boundary of qualification is there. But beyond the boundary, gopis were situated. So, this is kind of devotional service. You can't think anything but Krishna. So, Krishna has to reciprocate internally. Only Krishna has to reciprocate externally? No. Internally also he reciprocates. So, that is more relishable Okay. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.